5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for January 5th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, the certification. House and Senate meet in Washington, D.C. Wednesday, tomorrow, to certify the results of the Electoral College vote, which would be the final step in certifying Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the next president and vice president-elect of these United States. House of Representatives and the Senate got together on Sunday to formalize votes, to outline the process for how the votes will proceed. But dozens of Republicans plan to object, up to 150 in the House of Representatives and 12 senators. But we'll talk about that in just a second. Now, assuming that they do follow through and object to some of the certifications, this will trigger a withdrawal from the joint session. A two-hour debate will follow, and then a majority vote. Now, even those who support the president admit that the odds of getting a majority in either, or rather in both, chambers of Congress is very, very unlikely. Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama, who's been the most outspoken of the representatives challenging the authenticity of the 2020 election, was on Newsmax TV last night to discuss this and reminded viewers that only one senator, Josh Hawley of Missouri, has actually formally stated his intent to challenge the electoral certification, and that challenge only applies to the state of Pennsylvania. The other 11 senators I told you about, led by Ted Cruz of Texas yesterday, they're only planning to challenge if they can't get an emergency 10-day audit by a 15-member panel. Now, what will that accomplish? I mean, the odds of the Senate, the majority of the Senate, agreeing to an emergency audit, probably slim. Senator Cruz says he will not vote to certify the results if they don't approve the 15-member panel and the emergency audit. But again, unless they get a majority in the Senate, which is not a sure thing, a lot of that depends on what happens on the vote for the two vacant Senate seats in Georgia today, then all of this is just sound and fury signifying nothing. And that ultimately may be what this is all about. I hate to be so cynical, but it's possible that both Senator Cruz and Senator Hawley don't really intend to hold up the certification, hold up the process. They're just positioning themselves with President Trump's supporters for the 2024 presidential campaign. I hope that's not the case, but it might well be. National File reports that their sources on Capitol Hill tell them that this two-hour debate followed by a majority vote was agreed to by leaders in the House and the Senate and Vice President Mike Pence. This is a way of basically cutting short the challenge and moving on with business as usual in Washington, D.C. National File reported that earlier, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy hadn't wanted to go through with a challenge at all, but finally agreed to this backroom deal to head off a potential rebellion inside the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives. In other news related to the certification tomorrow, the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, has called out the National Guard, deploying 340 troops for traffic control and other assistance in the event of violence. I don't think you have to worry about the Trump supporters getting violent, but whatever. Joe Biden getting ready to, launch his program upon being inaugurated January 21st, assuming that that's what happens. But a lot of that depends on what happens in Georgia today. If you're in the great state of Georgia, you know, please get out, cast your vote for those Senate seats right now. If the Republicans lose both of those seats, it will be a 50-50 tie in that chamber with the presumed Vice President Kamala Harris casting a deciding vote. Moving on, topic number four, the strain. Talking about the new variant of the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, the B.1.1.7 strain that's emerged in the UK and another strain in South Africa. Scientists in the UK yesterday expressing concern that the vaccines that have been approved and rolled out in the UK may not protect against the new strain from South Africa. This is something that we've been talking about here since last February. RNA viruses mutate rapidly. It's one reason we don't have a vaccine against the common cold, which is a coronavirus. It mutates too quickly. Now, scientists had been saying, because the vaccines target, trigger the body's immune response to target the spike proteins. Well, guess what's different about the South African strain? The shape of the spike protein. Well, we will see, but this is why we've been skeptical about the success of any vaccine in regard to this coronavirus. This is setting up a situation, a scenario in which we're told that, well, we need to get revaccinated against this every year, just like the flu. Topic number three, where's Ma? Jack Ma, that is, probably the wealthiest man in China, but he hasn't been seen for a couple of months. The 56-year-old founder of Alibaba, which is called China's Amazon, largest e-commerce site in the largest country on planet Earth, dropped out of sight a couple of months ago. He was in the spotlight recently as the government in Beijing has cracked down on his business empire. In December, Chinese regulators launched an antitrust investigation into Alibaba, and in November, they introduced regulations that put a halt to a planned stock offering, an IPO, for his fintech company called Ant Group, a fintech financial services software that runs banking systems and so forth. Anyway, just a few days ago, Ma was replaced unexpectedly as a judge on the final episode of a reality television show, his own show called Africa's Business Heroes, in which entrepreneurs from Africa compete for about $1.5 million in prize money. Ma was replaced by another Alibaba executive without any warning, his face pulled from the show's website, and he was edited out of the television show's promotional video. What did he do? Well, he gave a speech a couple of months ago criticizing regulators in Beijing. Apparently, the government in Beijing saying that you can't do that. Topic number two, the Church of Laodicea. Archaeologists appear to have found the Church of Laodicea. Working at a site in Turkey, the site of the ancient city, they found a house believed to be about 2,000 years old, built on about 2,000 square meters of space. That's roughly 21,500 square feet, or about half an acre. So this is a pretty wealthy home, but it appears that there were Christians who had turned parts of this home into a secret church at some point in the first century AD. This Laodicea, the largest city in Asia Minor, what is now Turkey, after Ephesus back in the day, known as a wealthy city. It's, of course, one of the seven churches to which John transcribed a letter dictated to him by Jesus Christ. And prophetically speaking, the Church of Laodicea is taken to represent the modern-day Christian church, one that is so watered down and lukewarm that Jesus told John, "You make me vomit." Well, apparently, again, archaeologists have located what may be the Church of Laodicea. And isn't it fitting that as we enter the final stage of this age, the Church of Laodicea has been discovered? And speaking of the Church of Laodicea, yesterday I told you about the opening of the 117th Congress, Representative Emmanuel Cleaver of Kansas City delivering the opening prayer and closing with the words, "Amen and a woman." I focused on that because that butchers the meaning of the ancient Hebrew, which is, you know, "So be it," or "let it be so." Cleaver, United Methodist Church pastor, said he's surprised by the pushback that he's received. He was just trying to make a pun to recognize and acknowledge the record number of women serving in Congress in this new session. But if you're going to pray to the Creator of all things and humbly approach the throne of God to petition for his favor and blessing, maybe that's not the time to make jokes. And as many of you pointed out, and thank you because I focused on that instead of this other thing, which is rather significant, maybe don't summon Brahma, the Hindu creator deity, during your prayer either. Look, I understand that there are people of many faiths represented in the Congress, but if you are a pastor leading a congregation of believers in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, how do you make that equivalence? Church of Laodicea, indeed. Coming up, never do this on a Zoom call. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
We are living in the most prophetic timeline of our lifetime, and we want you to be prepared for the days ahead. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the largest giveaway of the year, the Messenger Grand Giveaway. When you order Dr. Thomas Horn's new book, The Messenger, from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. Sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment. Plus, his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien savior, and the evil gene and Lucifer effect. Also included on Disc 2, Ali Henson and Donna Howell's Stand 2020 conference presentations on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feast connected to the first advent and second coming of Jesus Christ. You'll also receive multi-time best-selling author Terry James' brand new book, Lawless. Learn what's behind today's geopolitical, cultural, and societal upheaval tearing at the heart of America, and how the church can and should respond while there's time. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on Data Disc. Now, for the first time ever, this must-have assortment features 100 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats so that you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go, valued at over $1,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive a massive collection of merchandise. Also included in the Messenger Grand Giveaway is a gargantuan supply of surprise, super quality books on prophecy, discovery, and the supernatural, DVDs, audio sets, survival and organic living books to add to your library or to give away as gifts this holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $1,200. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Messenger Grand Giveaway, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, I see London, I see France, I see the mayor of Antwerp in an interview, even though we are nearly a year into regular mass video conferencing in lieu of actual face-to-face meetings. Some people still haven't learned this one simple priority, this bit of video etiquette that all of us should strive to adhere to. Wear pants when you're on the video call. See, Antwerp's mayor, Bart De Wever, gave an interview to Radio 2 in Belgium, and the interviewer, Kim De Bree, had the awkward responsibility of informing His Honor that they could see his underpants. Mayor De Wever said, "How can you possibly know that?" "Oh, wait, I'm sitting in front of a mirror." Well, at least he seemed to have a good sense of humor about it. He said, "Well, I hadn't taken that into account. The year begins with a particularly embarrassing moment. I'll remember this for a long time." Indeed. Again, just remember, if you're going to Skype or Zoom, wear pants. Speaking of virtual gatherings, there is one scheduled for just 1 month from today, February 5th and 6th. Sharon and I honored to be a part of the Virus Vaccines Victims and Victory virtual conference. Pastor Paul Begley putting this together. We'll talk about the influence of, the principalities and powers on the situation we find ourselves in as we enter 2021. And prophetically speaking, how this leads to victory. You can find out more and reserve your place at paulbegleyprophecy.com. Again, that's paulbegleyprophecy.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, we talk about the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum's plans to turn us into a techno-feudal society, moving the middle class back into the category of serfdom. That's the goal, anyway. If you want to know what the world's going to look like under a techno-feudal society, just look at what happened to Jack Ma in China, because the Chinese model kind of sums it up. Sharon K. Gilbert, my best friend, explains why reset means more than what you think. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can throw out the schedule and have us broadcast on your schedule by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, and then just click your remote. It will be on your TV whenever you like, or download our free mobile app. It's good for Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well as iOS and Android devices, and that way you've got not only our regular programming, but all of the news, the mainstream media, and the gatekeepers of social media want you to miss right in the palm of your hand. It's a free download, and we got the links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find all of my stuff at derekpgilbert.com and gilberthouse.org. That's the site for the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce, gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.